Good morning, Minister. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning.
So tell us a little bit about the announcement yesterday. I got to be honest, it was a little confusing for me because there seemed to be a whole bunch of levels. So let's try to dumb it down a bit and let everybody know what they're entitled to if they're not feeling well.
Well, great question. We brought forward, I believe, Canada's most comprehensive plan to ensure that workers who are sick or have symptoms related to COVID-19 can stay home and get paid. So there's two components to this. One, the federal government currently is offering $500 per week for 4 weeks for workers to stay home. We want to double that program to $1,000 per week for 4 weeks. And then secondly, we brought forward 3 paid sick days where workers, if they have symptoms related to COVID-19, if they're sick, if they have mental health issues, if they are a mom or a dad that have a son or a daughter who are at home with symptoms, they can stay home and get paid. So this really is comprehensive. It's also balanced. We've seen over the last couple of weeks, the Ontario Liberals, for example, bringing forward legislation that would put 100% of the cost on small businesses. Our plan ensures that every small business and employer gets reimbursed.
So let me kind of ask you, I guess the 3 days, some of the unions and other organizations saying, hey, it should be way more than that. It takes longer than 3 days to get better. But I guess the 3 days is you wake up, you don't feel well, you book a test, you go find out, you get that test. And in usually within 24 to 48 hours now, you get the results. So you'll know if you have COVID-19 or not within those 3 days. Was that kind of the reason for the 3 days, not longer?
Absolutely. And I mean, this is 23 days in total, but this ensures that workers say they go for a test and they test negative, they can use 1 or 2 of the 3 days to do that. Furthermore, and most importantly, we need everyone in Ontario to get vaccinated. Our 3 day leave covers people to go and get vaccinated. And if you need to recover from your vaccination, you can use 1 of the 3 days as well.
Yeah, because people clearly do have some a little nasty side effects to some of the vaccines, but it's better to get vaccinated. That's what we've been pushing on the show, Minister, get vaccinated. The other thing you were talking about is the federal program, but that's not done yet. The Prime Minister has not said, hey, we're in on this. Where does this program stand, and why is it taking so long for the federal government to say yes and for this to be implemented?
Well, we are really optimistic. I can tell you there's been discussions ongoing between Queen's Park and Ottawa for the last couple of days on this specifically. There's no reason. I mean, under the current federal program, they're paying Ontario workers less than minimum wage to stay home, so they're not incenting people to stay home. So we've said double that program to $1,000 per week for 4 weeks. Ontario will pick up 100% of the cost of doubling that program. They certainly are open to that, and we think we can get the job done as quickly as possible.
You know, there's been a couple of questions. Question number one, why does this program end in September? Are we assuming that that's going to be the end of COVID-19?
Well, we certainly hope so, but I can tell you this is actually retroactive to April the 19th, and for now it expires on September 25th. That's tied specifically to the federal government's program. Their program ends on September the 25th, but I can reassure every worker out there and their families that we'll make sure that this system is in place until COVID-19 is defeated.
Let's talk about the time it has taken, because I know you're getting this question all day today and you got it yesterday at your press conference. Why 400 days? Why did it take so long to actually come out with this program? I know the answer has typically been, well, the federal program has been in existence, but a lot of people have been saying to your government, man, we really need to do better than this. How come it took so long?
Look, we're the very first province in the country to bring forward a paid sick day program. Yesterday was Ontario leading the way to be the first province to do this. Secondly, I have to remind everyone, we were also the very first province in the country when COVID hit Ontario. We brought forward job protected leave. So any worker who's in self-isolation, in quarantine, they could stay home and they wouldn't be fired for that. We have worked and advocated to strengthen that federal program. But it's not just us calling on Justin Trudeau and his government to step up and do more. It's the BC NDP government in British Columbia that has said, like, we need a federal partner on this, and in other provinces as well. They already have the infrastructure in place. It's actually the fastest way to get checks to workers. In fact, 3 to 5 business days is all it's taking to ensure that their checks are directly deposited into bankers, into people's bank accounts.
Okay, so is this program on now as of today or tomorrow? If somebody wakes up ill or not feeling well, they can call in sick.
Yeah, we're introducing legislation today in the afternoon. We want to get this passed as quickly as possible. If passed, it will be retroactive to April the 19th, and it will be in place immediately.
How it works is somebody calls in sick, right, a minister, and then your employer still pays you, but is it WSIB that will eventually repay the employer?
Absolutely. Again, we know those small businesses out there really have struggled through COVID-19. We want to ensure that they come out of this and they're prosperous and they can grow their businesses. So our plan ensures that workers get paid immediately from their employer, and the employer will be reimbursed through the provincial government. This is going to be administered through the WSIB. It won't come out of the premiums that businesses are paying. This will be completely separate but administered through the WSIB, so those small businesses get reimbursed as quickly as possible.
Lots of small businesses out there. How are you going to make sure that everybody is paying attention to this and knows that it exists so they don't penalize their employees? So how are you going to get the word out to employees and employers?
Well, that's a really important question. I know you've got two outstanding MPPs in your area, Todd Smith and Daryl Cramp, who are doing a great job advocating on behalf of workers and small businesses. Working together, we actually had hundreds of different employer groups and small business groups and worker groups on a call late yesterday afternoon to walk them through. All of the details for this program is available at ontario.ca/COVID worker benefit.
Well, it is something for sure. What's the cost on this? Have we figured out how much it might cost?
Well, it's all based on what the uptake is going to be from workers. Look, we're contributing certainly hundreds of millions of dollars to this. We want the federal government, they've said they wanted to partner with us. We need them to quickly double that to $1,000 per week. So that's the first ask of the federal government. The second one is we also need them to step up when it comes to securing our borders and our airports to ensure that these variants of concerns aren't getting in anymore to the province, to stop that. So this really goes hand in hand to protect workers by getting this paid sick day program passed and implemented. And then we need to step up and protect our borders.
Going to let you go, but one question left. And this has nothing to do with COVID. Let's go post-COVID. Obviously, you're the Minister of Labor, Training, Skills and Development. Lots of businesses will have shut down, not your fault, but because of COVID-19. Are you thinking about the future and maybe getting people educated and things like that into new business or green energy or whatever like that to take us down the road after this is done?
Absolutely. I mean, one of my missions and our government's mission, I know Todd Smith and Daryl Cramp are huge supporters of the skilled trades, for example. There's huge shortages in the skilled trades. These careers offer, great, great paying jobs. Meaningful jobs. There's hundreds of thousands of them that are going to be available over the next number of years. So we're really focusing on getting more young people into the skilled trades and people that, have been impacted by COVID-19 to pick up a career in the trades.
Monty McNaughton is the Minister of Labor, Training and Skills Development. Thank you so much for your time and stay safe, will you?
Thank you, and stay safe, everyone.